So you signed with Shattering State. Were there any other schools that you were considering?
Yeah, I was considering the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. I was really considering Northern State in Aberdeen. But, you know, a big part of me going here is the coaching staff. And I got some, you know, background in Nebraska. It's where I was born. It's where my parents both went to college. So, you know, that played a big role in why I decided to go there.
Yeah, they have a fairly new coach at Shattering in Houston, Reed. Did you feel like you had a connection with him when you met him?
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, that was the, you know, the thing that changed it the most. The thing that swung me towards Shattering the most was Houston. He was the most involved with my recruiting. And, you know, a lot of places, the assistants do a lot of the recruiting, and he was the head coach the whole time. So that, you know, him having that interest showed me that he cared and he was the type of guy I wanted to play for.
Did Houston tell you what position you'd be playing when you got up there to campus?
Yeah, he wants a true point guard, and we both feel like that's my position. So that's kind of the goal for us right now, is to get me, you know, put some weight on and, you know, play point guard for him.
Yeah, is there any skills you're going to try and be working on this year to get yourself ready to take that next step to the college again?
Definitely. You know, I'm working on getting stronger. I'm working hard in the weight room. And then, you know, finishing around the rim, it's not like high school. I'm not going to be able, you know, a lot of the stuff, there's 6'8 guys in there. They're more athletic. So I've been working on a lot of my floaters and, you know, jump stopping and not turning the ball over. Just a lot of the, you know, back to the basics to work on playing against more athletic guys.
And here at Campbell County High, you've got one more season to go. What sorts of goals have you and your teammates set for yourselves this year for the Camels?
We're going to keep our chemistry good, and we're going for a state championship. If that's not your goal, then you've already lost. So that's our goal, and we're going to go after it the best we can.
So you've been taking a lot of pictures here at the signing. You took a picture with all the guys who've ever coached you in basketball, and there was quite a few of them. What has that meant through the years, having all of these guys help mold the player that you are?
Oh, it means more than you know. It's those guys all, not just on the court, not just with basketball, but they've always been there for me off the court. You know, obviously my dad, but not just that. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people that helped me through life and on the court that weren't here tonight. And I want to thank them, like Chili Evans is namely one guy I really want to thank, because I don't know if I would be where I am today if he wouldn't go. You know, he takes me to dinner sometimes every year before the season to kind of, you know, talk about our goals. And he shows that he cares a lot, and he's kind of like a second father to me. So.
So I know you also played football for the first time this fall in quite a while. Was there anything you learned from that football season that you can take with you and apply to the basketball court?
Definitely. You know, I feel like I'm going to be more physical now, just, you know, taking a beating in football, something I've never done before. And just, you know, it's just competing. It's the same as anything. You know, it's good to learn to lose for once, because, you know, I didn't do it a whole lot before in basketball. All my life I've usually been a part of the winning team. So that keeps you hungry, and it, you know, made me want to play a little bit harder this year for basketball.
All right, and finally, you've had so many people here tonight for your signing, friends and family and classmates. How good does it feel to know that you've got the support of Campbell County High and the Gillette community behind you?
Oh, it's incredible. There's so many good people in this room, so many people I trust, and all my friends and family. It's, you know, it's pretty emotional seeing them all here, and I'm blessed. That's all I can say.
All right, Trey Ladke, congrats on signing with Shattering, and best of luck here as the final season at Campbell County High gets underway.
Thank you. Appreciate it.